Oh, I've seen my grandma. I've seen her cook. Well, as long as she lived.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did she cook? What were pretty good, the things that she liked to cook?
Well, she was a terrible vegetable. Mm-hmm. And the pies, we didn't used to know there was no kind of, there wasn't, but we called them custards then. They call them all, call them pies now. There wasn't but two. Mm-hmm. One of them was potato and the other one was egg. Mm-hmm. Egg custard, potato custard. Mm-hmm. And when we all used to gather up Christmas, mm-hmm. she'd cook so many of them potato custards. Mm-hmm. She would take a lard can lid. You see, these red custard pans, you know, you just cut them out in three corner pieces, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was so slow. She cooked them in lard cans. She'd cook a custard way this big around. And I'd like to get a hold of them middle pieces so it wouldn't have no crust. Uh-huh. And they'd have a turkey mm-hmm. for Christmas, or kill a hog for Christmas. But everything they had, most all, everything was made. They made it home. Mm-hmm. They made the vegetables, made the cabbage. And, oh, she was a terrible hand to cook collard greens. Mm-hmm. But now they know how to cook them. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting deep. You see, this Crisco you hear them advertising so much about, you couldn't give her a piece of that. Mm-hmm. She wanted a piece of fat back about that thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You cut it, put it in with the greens.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. seasoned them. A pot of peas, that seasoned mm-hmm. them peas, no, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But, I expect a plate of peas. I don't have much. My grandmother could eat a pea, or collard green, a turnip green, and that cabbage, nothing else was cooked. Not to cook them today. She couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, I know the difference of the taste of it myself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What kinds of things did she cook? Did she make anything out of apples?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she made apple pies. Mm-hmm. Apple tart, we call them apple tarts. And you know I ain't left that yet. Mm-hmm. If they ain't just been cooked, there's some dried apples here and now.
They've been cooked,
I generally, whenever they give out, I get more. Mm-hmm. They call them, you fix your dough, mm-hmm. cook your apples and put them in there and put them on and fry them. Mm-hmm. I ate them real often, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
What do you call them? Do you have a name for them?
For them pie? Mm-hmm. The apple to fried apple tarts. Now, they was a pie. Mm-hmm. You baked it. Mm-hmm. Said hit in the oven and bake it. It had a... Oh, you put it in a pan just like you'd make a custard. Mm-hmm. And you put a crust in the bottom, and you filled it up, and then you put a crust on top and set it in the stove and baked it. Mm-hmm. And they dried these peaches. They dried the apples.
Mm-hmm. What did they ever call, what did you call those? When you dry, did you ever just dry apples? And would you ever say you're making snits? Would they ever call them that?
No, never did hear. Now, would that be something other to eat or drink?
Well, to eat, just to keep them on. Did your mother ever make anything out of apples in a square pan? Maybe with a thick crust about like that?
Oh yeah, you could make there were several different pies you could make out of an apple. You could make tarts out of them. Mm-hmm. Or peaches, either one. Mm-hmm. Any dried fruit. Mm-hmm. You see, they used to dry beef even. Mm-hmm. You ever eat the dried beef?
I don't think I have. I've had